Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Miracle Outreach Ministries at Sunday. Amen. Praise the Lord, everybody. Everybody, praise the Lord. God is so good to his people. He's loving. He's kind. He's merciful. He's forgiving. He blesses us in spite of ourselves. Amen. And for this, we are thankful and much grateful. Amen. Praise the Lord. And a special welcome to all of our first-time listeners. We are a Christian internet church, and we meet on the internet every Wednesday evening and Friday evening at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Time in the United States of America. And on Sundays, we meet at 12:30 p.m. Eastern Time as Miracle Outreach Ministries on Sunday. Praise the Lord. It's such a blessing and an honor to be here with you. And for the local people, next Sunday is a casual Sunday. Praise the Lord. So let's go on. You know, God is so unique in his ways. He is not like anyone else you've ever met. He has surprises that last for a lifetime. He can amaze you with the smallest thing. Our God is wonderful. Amen. He's powerful. He's great. But he loves us, and he knows every single thing about us. For those of you who are on the computers, we invite you to join us on our website, www.miracleinternetchurch.com. www.miracleinternetchurch.com. When the page comes up, whether you're on your cellular device or you're on a computer, we ask you to open two windows of miracleinternetchurch.com. The first window is for the link that says MIC Radio Chat. That's our chat room where all the scriptures are going to be posted and where all the comments and announcements for the church are. The second window is for archived sermons. When that window opens and you open the archived sermons, scroll down to upcoming broadcasts. That will be the present broadcast for today. And open that link as well so that you can listen through your computer. If you're on a cellular device, when Miracle Internet Church comes up, across the banner there'll be three white dashes, and a black background. Click that link, and it will open up all the other links to you in the name of Jesus Christ. Now, as the pastor of this church, your pastor is asking all of the members of Miracle Outreach Ministries, that's Miracle Internet Church and Miracle Church here at Jacksonville, to come up during the week, every day preferably, and come into agreement with the prayer requests that are in the global prayer room. Your pastor is asking you by the Holy Ghost to come up every day into the global prayer warriors prayer room. Sign in. We just ask that you do not use your email address or your phone number as your username, and come into agreement with the prayer requests that are in the Global Prayer Warriors prayer room. Amen? Mm-hmm. It's very important for all of us to support one another in prayer. I am aware that many of us come up during the day, and we pray over the prayer requests that we see. But the Lord wants us to have an accounting before his throne. He wants us accountable. And part of that is a written accounting. So we ask that you sign in to the Global Prayer Warriors prayer room on a daily basis and come into agreement with the prayer requests that are there. It takes less than 1 minute to do it. And so I'm certain with the 24 hours that you've been given that you can find 1 minute to do that every day. Amen? Praise the Lord. Now, for those of you who are new, we begin with an opening prayer, and we have some repentance. Then we move into Holy Communion. So if you do not have your elements for Holy Communion, the bread and the juice or the wine, whichever you use, I would ask that you get those elements together now, because we will shortly move into Holy Communion. Amen? Amen. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we want to thank you for this day. And from our position, seated in heavenly places with Christ Jesus, we take authority, dominion, and power over the works of the devil in the name of Jesus. We bind Satan, the strong man, and all of his underlings in Jesus' name. We close the portals in the heavenlies, in the bush, and in the deep. We close and seal every demonic door. We bind every spirit of witchcraft, manipulation, and every trafficking demon. All technology attacks are bound in Jesus' name. We bind all EMF attacks and retaliation of the enemy. We bind all demonic thrones, principalities, powers, rulers of darkness, spiritual wickedness in high places in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind all oppression and depression, all passivity, all distractions, rebellion, and confusion in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind every spirit that is not of Jesus Christ and every spirit that denies the deity of the Lord Jesus Christ and his blood atonement. We bind all spirits of death and destruction, and we thank you, Lord, that when the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord shall lift up a standard against him. We pray for the peace of Jerusalem and for all who are in authority and all true Christians in Jesus' name. We lift up President Trump before you, Lord God, his faith, his family, his prayer life, his friends, his staff, his security forces, and his health, Father. No weapon formed against any of us shall be able to prosper, and every tongue that is risen up against us in judgment, we do now condemn. According to Matthew 18:18, we bind all attempts by the opposition to stop, thwart, stifle, hinder, block, infiltrate, cancel, besmirch, subvert, pervert, or find fault, or in any way reduce the effectiveness of President Trump and his cabinet in Jesus' name. And we thank you, Father, that through you we shall do valiantly. For you it is who tread down our enemies. Though we walk in the midst of trouble, you will revive us. You will stretch forth your hand against the wrath of our enemies, and your right hand shall save us. And, Father, the eyes of all are waiting upon you. We thank you because you are righteous in all your ways, and in all your works you are holy. We thank you, Father, that you take care of our needs, and we trust you with all of our hearts. We lean not to our own understanding. In all our ways, we acknowledge you, and you direct our path. We choose not to be wise in our own eyes, but rather to fear you and to depart from evil. We thank you for it, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ. We thank you for the armor of God. We thank you that you are the Lord our God who heals us. And nothing that we take into our bodies shall harm us. No, we shall not die, but we shall live and declare the works of the Lord. Amen? You are our shepherd, and we shall not want. We can do all things through you, Lord, because you are the one who strengthens us. So we cast all of our cares upon you because you care for us. And from our position, seated in heavenly places with Christ Jesus, we take authority, dominion, and power over the works of every witch, warlock, sorcerer, diviner, Satanist, and pagan in Jesus' name. We cut ourselves free with the sword of the Spirit from every ungodly soul tie, silver cord, chain, fetter, net, every connection to the demonic realm in Jesus' name. We cut ourselves free from all demonic ley lines in the name of Jesus Christ, all oaths and consents and vows and pledges and pacts that are not of Jesus Christ. And we bind the works of every witch, warlock, wizard, sorceress, Satanist, or sorcerer. We bind every curse, hex, vex, spell, charm, fetish, all witchcraft, sorcery, magic, and voodoo, all mind control, all jinxes, all candle burnings, incantations, ungodly blessings, hoodoo, crystal, and root works, and every form of witchcraft that exists in the name of Jesus Christ. We thank you, Lord, that you have put your angels around us. And we plead the merits of the shed blood of Jesus over everyone. We ask, Father, that you surround us with your warring, linking angels and your glory in the midst, Father. We thank you for the wall of fire from Zechariah 2 and 5. We give you praise. We give you glory. We give you honor, Father. And every weapon of the enemy coming against us, every attack, returns back on the head of the enemy, Father, in Jesus' name. You didn't call for us to be attacked by the enemy, and so we will not receive it in the name of Jesus Christ. We send it back wherever it came from, And we thank you for the fire of God that surrounds us in Jesus' name. And everyone said amen,
amen.
And amen. Heavenly Father, in Jesus' name, all of us sin from time to time, all of us. And we ask for your forgiveness, Lord. We ask for your mercy. We turn from our sin, Lord. Even now, the very things that we're contemplating, things that we're believing that are not the truth, that are not born of Jesus Christ, that don't come from your word, we bind those things away from us. And we thank you that the blood of Jesus cleanses us. Father, we were shapen in iniquity, but you desire truth in our inward part. We ask you, Lord, to blot out our transgressions and to wash us thoroughly from our iniquities and cleanse us from our sin. We acknowledge our transgressions and our sin is ever before us. Against thee and thee only have we sinned and done this evil in thy sight. We ask, Father, for truth in our inward parts, and we thank you for the wisdom that you give us. Purge us with hyssop, and we shall be clean. Wash us, and we shall be whiter than snow. Make us to hear joy and gladness, that the bones which thou hast broken may rejoice. Hide your face, Lord, from our sins, and blot out all our iniquities. Create in us a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within us. Father, each person now will spend a moment before your throne, calling on your name, thanking you for your love and your forgiveness in Jesus' name. Even the thoughts that we have had that don't please the Lord. Father, we thank you for hearing us. We thank you that you cast our sin as far away from us as east is from west. We ask that you establish us in righteousness and that you help us as we seek your face, Lord, in Jesus' name. For I have received of the Lord that which also I delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, thank you, Lord, he broke it and said, take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. Partake of the bread. After the same manner also, he took the cup when he had supped, saying, this cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as often as ye drink it in remembrance of me. Partake of the cup. Thank you, Lord. Yes, Lord, we do this in remembrance of you. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you do show the Lord's death till he come. Wherefore, whosoever shall eat this bread and drink this cup of the Lord unworthily shall be guilty of the body and blood of the Lord. But let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. For he that eateth and drinketh unworthily eateth and drinketh damnation to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. For this cause many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep. For if we would judge ourselves, we should not be judged. But when we are judged, we are chastened of the Lord, that we should not be condemned with the world. Amen? praise you, Lord. We give you praise. We give you glory, and we give you honor, Father. We thank you for the word of God. Amen. Father, we pray for those who were not able to gather together with us today. We ask, Lord, that you minister to them, that you touch them in their innermost being, Father, that you speak to them comfortably, and that you encourage them in the things of the Lord. We pray today, Father, for the health and well-being of President Trump and his wife and his staff. We lift up to you, Lord, Isaiah. Isaiah chapter 54. Isaiah 54 and verse 17. That we have prayed over him already, as a matter of fact. No weapon that is formed against thee shall prosper, and every tongue that shall rise against thee in judgment thou shalt condemn. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and their righteousness is of me, saith the Lord. And from Mark chapter 16, verse 18, they shall take up serpents, and if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. Father, we ask you to lay your hands on President Trump and heal him and his wife in Jesus' name. Isaiah 53 and verse 5, but he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. Amen? With his stripes we are healed. We want to thank you, Lord, for the healing. We want to thank you, Lord, for what you're doing in his life. We ask you, Lord, to take this time when he is away from his usual place to minister to him, Lord. Minister your grace. Minister your love. Minister your truth. Minister to him, Lord, that he needs. Encourage him in the work that you have set his hand to. In Psalm 41, beginning with verse 2, the Lord will preserve him and keep him alive, and he shall be blessed upon the earth, and thou wilt not deliver him unto the will of his enemy. The Lord will strengthen him upon the bed of languishing. Thou wilt make all his bed in his sickness. We thank you, Lord. We give you praise. We give you glory. We give you honor. We thank you for the word of God, because the word of God is always pertinent. It always speaks to our needs. Amen. It always speaks to our needs. Father, we pray for disobedient saints, that they perhaps will choose to follow the Lord instead of being led by devils. You know, Lord, there are times when your saints get on the wrong side of things. You tell us in the Bible that we are not debtors. We have no obligation to the flesh to live after the flesh, but we are to mortify the deeds of the flesh. That's what you tell us, and that's really what you expect us to do. For the Bible says, for as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. Amen? So we pray, Lord, that they will change their mind, their attitude, their disposition, and see things from your point of view, that they will seek your face, Lord, and turn from their wicked ways. We thank you, Lord, that you call all of your saints to do this in Jesus' name. And perhaps, Lord, if God peradventure will give them repentance to the acknowledging of the truth, and that they may recover themselves out of the snare of the devil who has taken them captive by him at his will. Father, we're asking in the name of Jesus for you to strengthen the saints in faith. because the Bible says we should earnestly contend for the faith which was once delivered unto the saints. We thank you, Lord, that your grace is sufficient for us. And as we seek your face, Lord, you draw us closer to yourself. You show us truths out of your word. You open our eyes so that we can see. You open our ears so we can hear. You give us a heart to believe and a mind to receive what the Spirit of the living God says to us, Lord. These things you do because you love us. And you send us help from the sanctuary, and you strengthen us out of Zion. You strengthen us from our heavenly home, Lord. You love us, and you give yourself to us. You tell us to wait on the Lord. Be of good courage, and you will strengthen our hearts. You command us twice in that scripture to wait on you. You tell us, Lord, that you have not forgotten us, that you have not forsaken us, that you're not so busy doing other things that you don't have time for us. That's not who you are. You tell us that even though our soul melts for heaviness, that you will strengthen us according to your word. We know, Lord, that you are faithful and that you keep your word. Unlike man, Lord, you keep your word all the time. And the Bible says that you have magnified your word above all your name. And in the day when we cry out to you, you answer us, and you strengthen us with strength in our soul. We're asking, Father, in the name of Jesus, for you to consolidate the local church. We ask you, Lord, according to your word, to cause us to will and to do of your good pleasure. We know, Lord, that you have a plan and a purpose for our congregation. You have a specific purpose in your heart, and we come into agreement with you this day in the name of Jesus Christ. And we thank you for girding our loins with strength and strengthening our arms. Father, we're praying for more agreement in the prayer and the global prayer room, asking the Father in the name of Jesus to help the saints to remember to come up, to come into agreement with their brothers and sisters. Amen. It's important for us to come into agreement one with another. And in Deuteronomy 32 and verse 30, Deuteronomy 32 and verse 30, you tell us, Lord, how should one chase 1,000 and two put 10,000 to flight, except their rock had sold them and the Lord had shut them up? The Bible says one of us can put 1,000 to flight, and two of us, 10,000 to flight. So surely if we all come into agreement, we will walk in the victory in Jesus' name. We are praying, Father, for all who are still saying, if there is a God, asking the Father to have mercy on them and to lead them into his way and his truth. Amen? Into his way and his truth. You know, Father, there are a lot of people that are a long way from the kingdom, a long way. But the time is winding up, Lord. So we ask you to bring them closer, draw them by your spirit. The word says the fool has said in his heart, there is no God. They are corrupt. They have done abominable work. There is none that doeth good. The Lord looked down from heaven upon the children of men to see if there were any that did understand and seek God. They are all gone aside. They are all together become filthy. There is none that doeth good, no, not one. So, Father, we thank you for your mercy because you are merciful all the time, all the time. You are the God of the second chance and the third chance. And however many chances we need, you know us, Lord. You know that we are but dust. Without your mercy and grace, there would be no us. Amen? Amen. So we want to thank you. And we know, Lord, according to your word, that you're not slack or slow concerning your promise, as some people are. But you are long-suffering toward us, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come into repentance. But the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, in the which the heavens shall pass away with a great noise, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. The earth also and the works that are therein shall be burned up. Yes, Lord, that day is coming soon, very soon. So we call upon you this morning, Lord, and we ask you to reach. You said if we ask for the heathen for an inheritance, you would give it to us. We ask yet again, Father, in Jesus' name. The Bible says you don't want anybody to perish. We come into agreement with you, Father, in Jesus' name. So we ask you, Father, to send workers into your harvest field, that more of the harvest will be brought in. We thank you for every soul that answers the call to salvation in Jesus' name. And we give you praise, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ. And let everyone say amen. Amen. Now, Pastor has an announcement, and it has already been posted in the MIC chat room. Amen. For those of you who got up to look to see if Pastor posted anything, our next fast begins on October 28th, and it goes consecutively through November the 3rd. Our next fast begins on October 28th. And it runs every day consecutively through November the 3rd. And during that period of time, there will be two full fast days. Two full fast days. Amen?
Amen.
And all the other information that you need about that will be forthcoming in the days to come. Amen? Amen. Praise the Lord. So if you haven't found it, just scroll up. Don't do that part for them. Let them do it. Let them scroll up and find it and find the announcement Pastor put in there earlier this morning. Amen. I encourage you often to scroll through the MIC chat room and find out what Pastor had to say. Amen. Because Pastor usually has something to say. Well, this afternoon, we're going to talk about this wonderful subject. Always depend on Jesus Christ. Always depend on Jesus Christ. Many times, failure is our lot, and for good reason. We may have erred in some way or failed to assess the situation properly. Or some unexpected event may have derailed our plans and dashed our hopes. Nonetheless, if we have placed our trust in the Lord, our God, victory is still possible. How? How can this be? Well, whenever we choose to depend on God's strength instead of our own strength, we have the assurance of his power at work on our behalf. Jesus said, "For without me, you can do nothing." Maybe we need to hear that again. Jesus said, "For without me, ye can do nothing." In Zechariah chapter 4 and verse 6, "Then he answered and spake unto me, saying, This is the word of the Lord unto Zerubbabel, saying, Not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, saith the Lord of hosts." Amen?
Amen.
Amen. And guess what? He meant it. The world is inhabited by many weak persons. Most of them are weak because the source of their strength is not sufficient to sustain them through the changes and vicissitudes that life eventually brings. People falsely place their trust in institutions built by weak humans or they place their trust in government systems or in financial acumen, keenness, and wealth. None of these will hold their footing when the winds of adversity blow fiercely. The believer in Jesus Christ must come to know and understand that without his vital relationship to the Lord Jesus Christ, he too is without strength to overcome. The believer must embrace the truth. So let's begin our trip through the scriptures today to see what the Lord will impart to us from his holy word. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Without our vital relationship to the Lord, we're just going to be lost like everyone else.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And that's not what Jesus Christ died to give us. Amen? In Psalm 51, verse 6, behold, thou desirest truth in the inward part, and in the hidden part thou shalt make me to know wisdom. You want the truth in me, God, not lies, not deception, not half-truths, not unbelief. You want truth down in my gut.
Yes.
Your truth, Lord, that's what you want there. You're not going to tolerate the rest of that. Why? Because it's sin. That's why. And you died for every sin. In the Gospel of John, chapter 8 and verse 32, you said, and ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. It's God's truth that makes us free, not half truth, not partial truth, not outright lie, not deception. It's God's truth that makes us free. And in First Timothy chapter 2 and verse 4, this is what God has to say. For this is good and acceptable in the sight of God our Savior, who will have all men to be saved and to come into the knowledge of the truth. For there is one God and one mediator between God and men, the man, Christ Jesus. Everybody needs to know the truth. Well, Pastor, you say, what is the truth? The truth is in the Word of God, the Holy Scriptures. So let's go to the Word and hear his truth. 1 Corinthians chapter 1. 1 Corinthians chapter 1 and verse 25. We're talking about always depending on Jesus Christ. Because the foolishness of God is wiser than men, and the weakness of God is stronger than men. I know you think you had it all together. You've been to the first grade and you got it all. You got your diploma from kindergarten, and nobody can tell you a thing. In fact, you've learned three whole scriptures, and you got this thing down. But I want you to know that God's weakness is stronger than you will ever be without him. Amen? And when God calls what he's doing foolishness, it's wiser than you'll ever be and wiser than Solomon ever was. And he was the most wise man on the earth until he decided to follow his pagan wives and sin. Amen? Psalm 89. Let's see what God hid away in Psalm 89 for us. God always has something to say, but we aren't always willing to listen. Psalm 89, verse 6, For who in the heaven can be compared unto the Lord? Who among the sons of the mighty men can be likened unto the Lord? God is greatly to be feared in the assembly of the saints, and to be had in reverence of all them that are about him. O Lord of hosts, who is strong, who is a strong Lord like unto thee, or to thy faithfulness round about thee? You see, the Lord of hosts is the Lord of war, our armies in heaven. And the saints are God's army on the earth. Amen? And sometimes the army in heaven must come to earth. Sometimes it's that way. Amen? Amen. You see, God is a great commander in chief. And in Psalm 8, beginning with verse 3, when I consider thy heavens, the work of thy fingers, the moon and the stars which thou hast ordained, what is man that thou art mindful of him, and the son of man that thou visitest him? Just who does man think he is? He really believes himself to be more than he is. You know, he's always doing that. That's one of his favorite things to do, to say, oh, well, I got this, and I can do that, and I. Mm-hmm. Well, man is full of that, but usually that's not the truth. And God wants truth in the inward parts. Amen? In Daniel chapter 4 and verse 35, Daniel chapter 4 and verse 35, and all the inhabitants of the earth are reputed as nothing. All. He didn't say some, he said all. Nothing. When you account them all up, we all come to nothing. And he doeth according to his will in the army of heaven. He does his will. And among the inhabitants of the earth, and none can stay his hand or say unto him, what doest thou? What are you doing? What are you doing, God? What do you mean with this? We got COVID down here. What are you doing? We already have problems. We don't need this problem, too. But you see, God is in control. We're not. And some of us have a hard time accepting that, that we are not in full control of our own lives or the lives of our loved ones or the lives of those that are around us. Some of us want to be in control. Amen? But we all know that power belongs to God. In Psalm 62 and verse 11, God has spoken once, twice I heard this, that power belongeth to God. Power belongs to God. It's his personal possession. It belongs to him. And there's nobody that can take it from him. Amen? So, when the witches and the warlocks and the Satanists think that they're out there around the moon doing their program, they think they've got it going on, don't they? When they get together burning their candles and cursing and talking about every manner of evil they can say about the body of Christ, they think they've got it going on. But you see, power belongs to God. He will have them in derision. Do you remember not too long ago, the witches gathered in New York, and they were determined they were going to kill President Trump. I think they tried that at least two or three times, and I think they failed even more. Yeah, they did. You see, Jesus Christ is no one to be trifled with. Amen. Under any circumstances. They decided that they wanted to come against the Lord's anointed. They wanted to come and kill him because they thought they had power. But what happened was their wickedness came back on their own head. And many of them are not on this planet anymore. You see, it's a dangerous thing to trifle with Jesus Christ. He says, when you've done it to the least of them, you've done it unto me. They gathered together to curse, but it seems that their curse came back upon them. Perhaps they need to hear this sermon too. Amen? In Matthew chapter 19 and verse 26, Jesus said, with men this is impossible, but with God all things are possible. I want everyone to keep in mind that God made a decision one day. And in 40 days, he eliminated the entire population of the world except for 8 people. And he meant it when he did it. He meant for it to speak to us even today. Wickedness is not what mankind was designed for. Worshiping the Lord is. So we should choose to do that. In 1 Chronicles chapter 29 and verse 12, I'll start with verse 11. Thine, O Lord, is the greatness and the power and the glory and the victory and the majesty. For all that is in the heaven and in the earth is thine. Thine is the kingdom, O Lord, and thou art exalted as head above all. Both riches and honor come of thee, and thou reignest over all. And in thy hand is power and might, and in thine hand it is to make great and to give strength unto all. So do we understand God's point of view on this matter? Do we see it from his perspective yet? Man's weakness cannot be compared to God's weakness, much less to God's strength. So why, O human, do you insist on depending on your own abilities, your own knowledge, your own thoughts, and your own strength? Well, you say, God has given me a mind. Aren't I supposed to use it? Well, of course you are. But consider this. God issued to you a mind that functions better than any computer ever will. It came to you from God himself. Yet you spend your time leaning on a GPS system instead of God the Holy Spirit. Think about that. The sons of God are led by the Spirit of God. That's what the Bible says. Surely, if you are leaning on a man-made device, you have become quite weak indeed. Yes, all of your giftings, abilities, and talents were graciously granted to you by God himself. Now, in 1 Chronicles, we're going to visit there again. 1 Chronicles, chapter 29. And I beat Brother Bill there this time. Praise the Lord. Verse 14. Who am I, and what is my people, that we should be able to offer so willingly after this sort? Time to begin with your highlighter. For all things come of thee, and of thine own have we given thee. Every offering that we give to the Lord, whatever we surrender to him, it's all his anyway. Right. We're giving back to him that is his, to honor him. Amen? Now let's visit in Ephesians. I like the book of Ephesians. I really do. I really like the book of Ephesians. Yes, I love the book of Psalms too, as I'm sure you know. But I like the book of Ephesians. And in Ephesians chapter 4 and verse 8. Ephesians chapter 4 and verse 8. Wherefore he saith, when he ascended up on high, he led captivity captive and gave gifts unto men. So how did you get them? You get them from God. Out of his mercy and his grace, you get all of this intelligence, all of this mind, all of this gift, all of this creativity. All that you have, God has given it to you. You didn't make it yourself, and it didn't come through a big bang. If there had been a big bang, surely some of us would have been hit in the head with it. Amen?
Amen.
There was no big bang that gave you the ability to talk. It just didn't work that way. It's God-given. Humans need a truthful assessment of themselves. Yes, they do. A truthful assessment of themselves. You know, it's not a good thing to lie to yourself. Even the world says, to thine own self be true. So it's not a good idea to deceive yourself. It doesn't give you the opportunity to make the decisions that would be in your best interest. Amen? In Job chapter 14, beginning at verse 1, man that is born of a woman is of a few days and full of trouble. I think we can all attest to that. He cometh forth like a flower and is cut down. He fleeth also as a shadow and continueth not. Think about that. You're not going to be here for long. Even if you just got started, you're not going to be here long. Not as far as long consists. You got a little bit of time to get it together. So the sooner you get it together with the Lord, the better off you are. In Psalm 39, beginning with verse 4. Psalm 39, beginning with verse 4. Lord, make me to know mine end and the measure of my days, what it is, and that I may know how frail I am. Behold, thou hast made my days as a handbreadth, and mine age is as nothing before thee. Verily, every man at his best state is altogether vanity. Amen. But you know, we tend to want to lie to ourselves and tell ourselves we're such and such and much when we really do know inside that we're not. We're just trying to bluff somebody, but you know, you can't fool all the people all the time. Psalm 103 and verse 14 says, for he knoweth our frame, and he remembereth that we are dust. That's the truth. I'm going to flip over to Genesis 2. You don't have to go there. I will. Genesis 2, and I'm going to verse 7. And the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground. He didn't say of the sand, you know, from the beach. He didn't say that. He didn't say that. He didn't say from the moss in the tree. He didn't say from the clouds or water droplets in the air. He said from the dust of the ground. He didn't just say the ground. He said the dust of the ground. Dust, you know, that stuff you like to use the vacuum on. That dust, the dust of the ground. Amen? God decided to use dust, so it actually does have some purpose. And breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul. So we come from the dust of the earth. He didn't say the soil of the earth. He said the dust of the earth.
Mm-hmm.
No breath, no us. No breath of God, no us. On the other hand, God Almighty can do anything. So let's go see what he says in Jeremiah. We're going to go visit with Jeremiah. And we're going to Jeremiah 32. We visited with Jeremiah before. He's a good old fellow. You'll meet him one day if you make it home. And in verse 27, he says, "Behold, I am the Lord, the God of all flesh. Is there anything too hard for me?" Now, some of us doubt God, and the reason we don't lean on Jesus Christ for every little thing is because we have some idea in our minds that we can handle it. And then we think that there's some things that have come into our lives that it's just too much for God. He can't do that. We just don't believe him. But you see, he's the God of all flesh. Is there anything that's too hard for him? Seeing as he made everything that's here, I don't think so. You see, the one who creates knows how to fix it. He knows where to tinkle and how to get it right. Everybody else is practicing trying to figure out what God already knows. So, we should consider that when we think we've got it all figured out. Let's go to Matthew chapter 19. You know, we're great for thinking we've all got it, you know, we've got it all figured out. We sit up and we ponder and we think, well, this is the way I'm going to do it. But God is still saying to us that with men, this is impossible, but with God, all things are possible. We always think we've got it figured out. We think our minds can tell us anything we need to know. But we're wrong. And we've always been wrong with that idea. So what do? We get on the internet and we look around to see what some other weak person's mind tells them. And we decide that must be the answer. Or we turn on the television and we flip through the screen and we come across something and we say, ah, that must be the answer. But at no time have we gone to the throne of God and submitted ourselves and asked the Lord. The Bible says in James, if any man lacks wisdom, to ask of God. But that's usually our last resort. It should be our first. In Matthew chapter 28 and verse 18, Jesus said this, "All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth." Well, if all power is his in heaven and earth, why do we stop anywhere else to ask?
Right.
Maybe we don't have our relationship fixed. And I wonder what could be the cause of that. Well, in Philippians chapter 3, Jesus tells us about himself again. In verse 21, he says that he is able to even subdue all things unto himself. There isn't anything that he can't subdue unto himself. There's nothing that's ever going to touch your life he doesn't have command and control over. It would be nice, though, if we would believe that. God Almighty has complete power over all of mankind and over all that is. And Job had something to say about it. So I'm going to Job 12. Please join me. Yes. You're cheating. And let's see where we're going to start. We're going to start in verse 9. Who knoweth not in all these that the hand of the Lord hath wrought this, in whose hand is the soul of every living thing and the breath of all mankind? In whose hand is the soul of every living thing, including them, you know, whatever else shows up here, and the breath of all mankind? He's telling you that your breath is in his hand. But yet you rail against him. You insult him. And he's holding your next breath. Shall we reconsider? You see, I try to tell people, but they don't believe me, that we should actually reverence the Lord. It's good to reverence the Lord. It's good to reverence the Lord all the time. And in Isaiah 43, verse 13, I'm going to back up. I'm going to start at verse 10. Ye are my witnesses, saith the Lord, and my servant whom I have chosen, that ye may know and believe me and understand that I am he. Before me there was no God formed, neither shall there be after me. I, even I, am the Lord, and beside me there is no Savior. I have declared and have saved and I have showed when there was no strange God among you. Therefore ye are my witnesses, saith the Lord, that I am God. Is that clear enough? Is there anyone who didn't quite get that? I hope you got it, because God's serious. He's very serious. Psalm 115 and verse 3. But our God is in the heavens. He hath done whatsoever he hath pleased. Their idols are silver and gold, the work of men's hands. They have mouths, but they speak not. Eyes have they, but they see not. They have ears, but they hear not. Noses have they, but they smell not. They have hands, but they handle not. Feet have they, but they walk not. Neither speak they through their throat. They that make them are like unto them. So is everyone that trusteth in them. Trust thou in the Lord. He is their help and their shield. So why do we? Maybe you should ask yourself that question. Why do I put my trust anywhere other than in Jesus Christ? Why would I do that? Speak to yourself. Say, self, what's going on? You know, I know that bill is coming in the mail, and I'm trusting on where I go to work. But who I'm supposed to be trusting on is the Lord. So why is it I'm so concerned about whether or not they're going to lay some more people off? Why? Where have I placed my trust? Who am I serving? Am I serving the Lord or am I serving mammon? Learn to place your hope, trust, and confidence and faith in Jesus Christ, and lean heavily upon the Lord. Heavily. Don't tell him, well, you know, Lord, I only come to you when things get tight. He already knows your behavior. Trust me, he does. There are records of your behavior. Amen. In Psalm 84 and verse 5, blessed is the man whose strength is in thee, in whose heart are the ways of them. Verse 7, they go from strength to strength. Every one of them in Zion appeareth before God. And in verse 11, for the Lord God is a sun and shield. The Lord will give grace and glory. No good thing will he withhold from them that walk uprightly. O Lord of hosts, blessed is the man that trusteth in thee. So you're blessed when you decide to trust the Lord.
Right.
So if you don't trust him, what are you? Amen. What are you if you decide not to trust him? Psalm 105 and verse 4. Seek the Lord and his strength. Seek his face forevermore. That means you don't ever stop seeking the Lord's face. You don't ever stop calling upon the name of the Lord. You don't ever put your trust in man. You keep your trust in the Lord all the time. Proverbs chapter 3, beginning with verse 5. Proverbs chapter 3, beginning with verse 5. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. What does that mean? It means stop trying to think you got it figured out. Cut it out. Go to the Lord. Well, I think that will usually get you into trouble. Well, I've heard many a saint have to repent of the I Thought program. Well, I thought, well, you were wrong, because the scripture says, but I thought it was, you were wrong. The scripture says, it's time to relinquish the I Thought program.
Yeah.
It's time. A little past time, actually. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. Be not wise in thine own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. So God expects us to wise up. He's the all-wise God. He expects his people to become wise, too. I mean, why would you, as the all-wise God, want a people that aren't wise? That doesn't make sense. He made us in his image, in his likeness. When we come to him, the divine and receive Jesus Christ, the divine nature is imparted into us. So, of course, we should reflect his glory and his attributes. In Isaiah chapter 26 and verse 3, no, I'm going to start with verse 2. Isaiah 26 and verse 2 will begin, open ye the gates, that the righteous nation which keepeth the truth may enter in. Which keepeth the truth may enter in. Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusteth in thee. Trust ye in the Lord forever, for in the Lord Jehovah is everlasting strength. Or else perhaps you're trusting in something else, and your battery might just run out. That's not cool, because in the very time you need it, it won't crank. You know how that works. You've been there already. 2 Corinthians chapter 3. 2 Corinthians chapter 3, beginning with verse 4. And such trust have we through Christ to Godward. Not that we are sufficient of ourselves to think anything as of ourselves, but our sufficiency is of God. For those of you who highlight, that would be a good place right there. Especially if you have this proclivity to walk in pride every now and then. But our sufficiency is of God. I think that's plain enough, don't you? I'm sure you got it. Because you're smart people. You belong to Jesus. I know you're smart. You've made it all the way through kindergarten in the first grade, and you've learned three scriptures. I know you're smart. Hebrews chapter 10. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 35. Cast not away, therefore, your confidence, which hath great recompense or promise of reward. For ye have need of patience, that after you have done the will of God, you might receive the promise. So that's the end of your prideful impatience, right? Right there. I want it now. Not necessarily. In due season. In due season. You asked for it. He heard you. He has not forgotten. He has not forgotten. Amen? You know, even this morning, I reminded the Lord of something that I prayed a long time ago. And he reminded me that he clearly understood me the first time I said it. Amen? And so I thanked him for that. And then I reminded him that I was still waiting for this. And it's a good thing. It's a very good thing. It's a very good thing, God. You know, it's good. It's a good thing I'm believing you for. It's a good thing. So what's taking so long? But, you know, I have to wait, too. I have to wait, too. So I know we hate to wait. Because we want God to act like a microwave. We want to press the button, say, okay, it'll be here in a minute. But, you know, God's not a microwave. And sometimes we have to wait. God is not a microwave. And therefore, he reminds us in Zechariah chapter 4 and verse 6, Zechariah started Malachi. Go back one book, you'll be in Zechariah. Zechariah chapter 4, verse 6. Not by might, nor by power, but by my spirit, saith the Lord of hosts. No, it's not going to come down the street. You know, they used to have, when I was a little girl, they had these Ajax commercials. And the man came riding on, you know, with this lance and this shield on this white horse, and every child that was dirty playing in the playground, he touched them, and they'd be clean. It doesn't work that way. That's not real, okay? That's TV, Hollywood, fantasy, make it up. That's not real. And that's why I had to get a new washer, because that is not real. Praise the Lord. There is no truth in that. In 1 Samuel, way in the back of the Bible and the Old Testament, in 1 Samuel chapter 2, God has something to say to us there. There. And in verse 9, he says he will keep the feet of his saints, and the wicked shall be silent in darkness, for by strength shall no man prevail. We're not going to make it trying to do it on our own strength. We can't plug into our little strength source and say, okay, charge me up, I'm ready to go today. It won't work, saints. It just won't work. But what will work is depending on Jesus Christ. No, it's temporary. It will let you down. And in Psalm 60, verse 11, give us help from trouble, for vain is the help of man. You know when you lean on people and they let you down. People will let you down. You will let yourself down, the truth is. Through God we shall do valiantly, for he it is that shall tread down our enemy. He it is. Israel had to learn that a few times. Painfully. But they had to learn. They had to learn that God said, you either depend on me or you're not going to get it. In Ephesians chapter 3. Yes, Ephesians chapter 3. Ephesians chapter 3, verse 20. Now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. Unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think. God is great. Amen? He's able to do more than you can even think of. God's strength through our lives is most often seen in our own very weakness. Yeah, I know we don't like that, but nonetheless, that's the way it works, saints. That's the way it works. In 2 Corinthians chapter 4 and verse 7, 2 Corinthians 4, verse 7. But we have this treasure in an earthen vessel. You know, this vessel made out of dust. Yeah. That the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us. It wasn't designed for us to show off, because that's what we would do, show off. Therefore, we're troubled on every side, but we're not distressed. We're perplexed, but not in despair. We're persecuted, but not forsaken. We're cast down, but not destroyed. Always bearing about in the body the dying of the Lord Jesus, that the life also of Jesus might be manifest in our body. It's not the dust that can show off. It's the one who made the dust. The dust can't say, I'm such a great thing. It's only dust. And to the dust it shall return. Psalm 73, verse 26. My flesh and my heart faileth, but God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever. Verse 28. But it is good for me to draw near to God. I have put my trust in the Lord God, that I may declare all thy works. It's a good thing for us to trust God. It's a very good thing. It's an important good thing. It's a good thing we ought to practice every single day. Why? Because we can't make it without him. Psalm 94, verse 17. Psalm 94, verse 17. Unless the Lord had been my help, my soul had almost dwelt in silence. When I said, my foot slippeth, thy mercy, O Lord, held me up. Thy mercy, O Lord, held me up. You see, God is not far from us. He's close by us. He's close by us. He's very close to us. He's just waiting for us to turn to him and say, Father, I need your help. I got myself in this mess again trying to do it my way. And I need you to come save me, because I'm drowning in my own stupidity and foolishness. Yes, Lord, yet again. I know I did this before. I know you rescued me before. I know you told me then never to do this again. But as you see, I have managed to do it yet again. and I need your mercy. I need your forgiveness. Please come get me out of this mess that I have made. You know, it's like that. We shouldn't be ashamed, for we would not, brethren, have you ignorant of our trouble which came to us in Asia, that we were pressed out of measure, above strength insomuch that we despaired even of life. But we had the sentence of death in ourselves, that we should not trust in ourselves, but in God which raises the dead, who delivered us from so great a death and doth deliver. See, he never stopped. In whom we trust that he will yet deliver us. You see, saints, we think we got it all figured out, but really we can't make it without God delivering us over and over and over again. For though he was crucified through weakness, yet he liveth by the power of God. For we also are weak in him, but we shall live with him by the power of God toward you. We are to do the part that is fitting for us to do, but we are to depend upon the Lord our God for our victory and success. Yes, we are. John chapter 15. John chapter 15. Verse 4. Abide in me, and I in you, as the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine. It's got to live in the vine. No more can ye, except ye abide in me. I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me, ye can do nothing. Verse 7. If ye abide in me, and my words abide in you, ye shall ask what ye will, and it shall be done unto you. He did not say sweat it out. He didn't say that. He did not say you got to sweat this out. That is not what he said. Go back and read it again later, and you'll find out that he did not say you have to sweat this thing out all by yourself, because you did it wrong yet again. In Proverbs, he says, there is no wisdom nor understanding nor counsel against the Lord. The horse is prepared against the day of battle, but safety is of the Lord. It did not say your little face mask was going to do it. It said safety is of the Lord. When others fail you, forget you, or forsake you, the Lord our God is still with you. He's still with you. He hasn't taken off and gone somewhere else just because you're sitting there looking pitiful. You know how you do when things don't work out. You sit there and you look pitiful. And in Hebrews chapter 13 and verse 5, he says to you, be content with such things as you have. For he has said, I will never leave you nor forsake thee. So that we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper, and I will not fear what man shall do unto me. Even if you blew it, you know you did. You got that inheritance. You said, I got some money now. And what did you do? You went and spent it somewhere you shouldn't. And then what you got, it broke down. Now they don't want to take it back. And here it goes. And now you're sitting there pining with your mouth stuck out, looking all ugly in the face and crying. And the Lord saying, come to me. come to me. I own the cattle on a thousand hills. Come to me. I'm your salvation. I'm your provider. Dry your tears and come to me. Now, saints, you need to know that you're not perfect, in case you haven't figured that out. There are no perfect people here. The perfect one came. He was here 33 years, and he took off. Does that tell you anything? So, since there are no perfect people here, people will fail you, and you're one of them, and you will fail you. So don't get all bent out of shape when you do it. Go to him. You know, we need to really think about that. The Lord gives us strength daily as we walk in his way. He gives us strength daily. If you have but a little strength left, the Lord, our God, will help you anyway. He will. He'll help you anyway. Even though, you did it wrong. Yes, he told you not to say that. You said it anyway and lost your job. Okay. He'll help you anyway. He'll help you anyway. He told you to close your mouth and you wouldn't shut your mouth. Well, he'll help you. In Isaiah chapter 40, beginning with verse 28, hast thou not known, hast thou not heard, that the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, fainteth not, neither is weary. There is no searching of his understanding. He giveth power to the faint, and to them that have no might, he increases strength. Even the youth shall fail and be weary, and young men shall utterly fall. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. And they shall walk and not faint. Our God is a good God. He won't forsake you even when you mess up. Now, I'm not going to tell you that your siblings won't walk off and pretend they don't know you, but God won't do that to you. They will talk about you behind your back to all the relatives, but don't worry, God has a word for you. He says in Psalm 32 and verse 24, be of good courage, and he shall strengthen your heart, all ye that hope in the Lord. Be of good courage. Yes, your relatives are going to run your name in the dirt. They told you before you did that you were wrong. And you said, I think it's right. Well, maybe they knew something you didn't know. But in Psalm 37, beginning with verse 3, trust in the Lord and do good. So shalt thou dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed. Delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thine heart. Commit thy way unto the Lord. Trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. Yes, he, didn't say you, said he would bring it to pass. Verse 23, the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delighteth in his way. Though he fall, he shall not be utterly cast down, for the Lord upholdeth him with his hand. God loves you, even when you mess up. Even when you mess up. So, saints, I encourage you to always depend on Jesus Christ, who is gone into heaven and is on the right hand of God the Father, angels and authorities and powers being made subject unto him. Amen? Amen. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Amen? Amen. Amen. stand for the benediction. Amen. Stand for the benediction. We ought to feel better now.
Amen.
Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power both now and ever. And everyone washed in the blood of Jesus Christ said, amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord forevermore. Pastor loves you. And remember to go up in the chat room.
You die.